With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
Welcome back to 24 Hours of News. Plenty to go through this morning. A lot of podcasts to come today as well. We'll have our full review of our classic and our draft Supercoach teams that we do every week. That'll be dropping about lunchtime this afternoon, about 4 o'clock. We're going to dive into one guy that I don't think enough people are talking about. And I think once you hear this podcast, you'll start to think and you'll think about how impressive it is that this bloke, what he's done this year and how he's changed his game. And still not enough people are talking about him. But we'll get to that this afternoon. And then I'm going to dive into the most underrated fullbacks of all time, according to you guys. All of your suggestions on the Facebook group, Rugby League Guru podcast listeners. If you haven't already joined it on Facebook, come and jump over, join the conversation. And of course, on our Instagram story the other day. But the news for today, Kevin Walters, he has come out and said that he's confident the Broncos can win a premiership in the next 3 years. Look, the reality with coaches is they have to make all the right noises and whatnot. I don't know how they could possibly win a comp in the next 3 years, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not sure how much I read into all that, just a bit of hearsay, blah, blah, crap. Josh Schuster, it's been reported that he would have played State of Origin this year if he was fit. So we know that Freddie is no stranger to picking, young, really talented footballers. It makes you wonder, though, where would he have been picked? Could he potentially have been on the left edge instead of Tariq Sims? Could he potentially have been the 14 over a Jack Wyden? Would he have been, on the bench over a Liam Martin? Very interesting to think about where Josh Schuster would have found his way into this team, especially if, Angus Crichton was available for game one. It would have been very, very interesting. But Josh Schuster, a guy that we've got huge respect for, we tipped him at the start of the year to be the Rookie of the Year. I don't think he will win those honours this year, but no doubt a huge future ahead of him. The Mark Hughes Foundation, they raised $4.1 million last round, obviously, Beanie for Brain Cancer round. So sensation to see that much money raised for such a great cause. Big Nelson Asofa Solomona from the Melbourne Storm, he's copped a 2-week suspension for a dangerous contact charge. So you'll see Nelson, he'll miss. I'm just trying to think when that'll be for the Melbourne Storm. They play, obviously, next round after rep round. Then I believe they have the bye the week after. I'm pretty sure they do. So that'll be round 17. So I don't think you'll actually see Nelson back until about round 19. But to be honest with you, a spell like this, it might be pretty good for Nelson just before we really head into that last 10 weeks of the season. I don't think the Melbourne Storm will be overly upset with this one. They're in a pretty good spot at the moment. I think they'll be okay. A club that really couldn't afford a big injury has got one here. The Canterbury Bulldogs, Adam Elliott. A suspected fracture in his cheekbone. He's expected to miss 4 to 8 weeks. Now, we haven't had that exact amount of time confirmed yet. That's from the NRL physio, 4 to 8 weeks. So, very interesting to see how that one plays out. That'll be a very tough loss for the Bulldogs. Raymond Faitala-Mariner, I don't think he's due back till around round 22. So, Corey Waddell could probably come into that spot and do a really good job. But a big loss there. Adam Elliott's been really good this year for Canterbury. Dallin Mwatenizelezniak, obviously we saw that entire shit fight play out over the last few days. It's now been confirmed he will be at the New Zealand Warriors. So he will be lining up for them after rep rounds. They play that week and then they play the bye week after. So Dallin, a good little get for the Warriors. I think he'll play on the left wing. I think he'll do really, really well. Paul Green, obviously we went through his Queensland team that he announced yesterday. That included Reece Walsh at fullback, and you all know I've been a huge fan of this kid for a long time. And as I said in the podcast, he really didn't play a good game on the weekend. He had a bit of a shocker, to be honest with you. I sort of thought potentially he'd played his way out of it, but I think the AJ Brimson injury sort of forced their hand anyway. They had to pick a fullback. I think Reece Walsh, he was the next best pick that they could have got. Paul Green has mentioned that a big part of the reason why he was picked is because of the way that he bounces back from errors. And this is how I like my footballers, that they could make 10 errors and they're not afraid to make their 11th, as long as they're trying to win the game of footy, with which Reece Walsh, he always is. So good to see Paul Green backing him in there. Speaking of Adam Elliott with an injury, this is another bloke who didn't deserve to be injured. We spoke about this last week, just devastating the run that this guy's had. Nathaniel Roach, he made his return in first grade for the Parramatta Eels on the weekend, and it looks like he's dislocated his knee. So we'll see how long he's going to be out of the game for. But a guy that, he's just had such a terrible injury run. He's such a talented guy. I think we forget how talented this kid is. So fingers crossed, this is the last injury we see for Nathaniel Roach, because, God, it's getting hard to watch. Another injury, of course, Harry Grant. We spoke about him being out for the Melbourne Storm. He's expected to miss the next 2 to 4 weeks, which obviously includes a bye for Melbourne, and it also includes rep rounds. So you're probably not going to see Harry for probably 3 games. It's probably good timing to have a 2 to 4 week injury, but a hamstring injury like this that just keeps floating around for Harry, never a good thing for the Melbourne Storm. We know how important he's going to be at the back end of the season. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Harry miss more than this, to be honest with you. I brought him in last week in Supercoach thinking I was a fucking genius. It's going to cost me big time, I think. Ravaloa from the St. George Illawarra Dragons, he's looking at a 3 to 4 week suspension. He is going to challenge it, so keep an eye on that one. Ravaloa, you could see him missing for more weeks. Could see him get off, see how that one plays out. Xavier Coates, he's obviously been dropped from this Queensland team as well. More comments from Paul Green, said that he just needed more experience out on that wing. And I don't hate the call, to be honest with you, but I think this guy's too good not to be back in the State of Origin arena. I think he will be back in there at latest next year. I think he's a really talented kid who just needs more time up there, realistically. The Dragons fullback looks set to retain his fullback spot, but only just against rookie Tyrell Sloan. If this is the case, that he's just Matt Dufty's just keeping this spot over Tyrell Sloan, I think something is seriously wrong there. The Dragons, they really do struggle without him. Yes, they won on the weekend, but good God, they were far from impressive. Let's be perfectly honest here. Matt Dufty, he should have an absolute mortgage on that jersey this year and next year, realistically. It's just crazy how this is all playing out. We've heard the news that Benny Eichen, he's leaving NRL 360. Massive loss for them. I don't know who Kent's going to talk over now, but he's gone to the Brisbane Broncos. He returned to his old club as their head of football. Now, you will remember only a few months ago, he applied to be their CEO and missed the gig. So interesting to bring Ben Eichen in now as their head of football. Without knowing Ben Eichen, I would be thinking head of football would be more up his alley anyway. So an interesting one for the Broncos, who, my God, it is just chaos there at the moment. We're hearing Tevita Pangai Jr. He will be leaving soon, and we're hearing that the West Tigers will be signing him effective immediately very soon. So keep an eye on that situation. You all know I'm not overly keen on this one. I don't think it's a signing that really makes sense to me. So keep an eye on this situation. But Tevita Pangai Jr., if the Tigers can get the absolute very best out of him and turn him around completely, they're going to have a superstar on their hands. The last bit of news we have is Shane Flanagan, father of Kyle Flanagan, 2016 Premiership winner for the Cronulla Sharks. We actually went through the Cronulla Sharks and named our best 17 of the NRL era the other day. Clarkie joined me. I'm also reading most of this news off Clarkie's Rugby League column. So have a look at his page and go back and have a listen to that podcast. Really interesting. The criteria made picking a Sharks team really tough. But Flano, apparently he's turned down 2 clubs in the English Super League to go and coach there. When I spoke to Kyle Flanagan at the end of last year, he told me that there was definitely something in the works for Shane Flanagan to be coaching again soon, and it would be in Sydney. So all that seems to be aiming up and looking good for Shane Flanagan. I really do hope we see him back coaching sooner rather than later. I still believe he's a top 10 coach in our game. probably top 7 or 8 realistically. That's all your news from the last 24 hours. Stay tuned for all those podcasts coming today. It's going to be a cracker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.